Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes. And I think of the kind of change that we need is to have the right knowledge of civilization. If we to know what civilization is, we would have abolished certain things that civilized people do not need to deal with, because those things that are not needed at all are rather harmful to us is the uncivilized things and who brought them about. Both they who brought these things about and the things themselves that are uncivilized, they need to be abolished completely. Now, if I ask you, what is civilization? What would you tell me? There are a lot of people even hybrid people, because of certain circumstances, the knowledge of civilization. So they don't even know themselves that they are an hybrid and what history says. Now, why should we use a Bible? Why should we use a Bible to, you know, like today, let me show you why we needed the change from where we are or what we know to gaining knowledge of civilization. Because, see, just like your, when we watch animals, like birds and other animals of prey, and we see how they get their meal, their food, is by destroying other animals. Well, please pay attention, because it's not only those animals do those unkind things to others to get a meal. Because you probably don't realize that white people are just like animals that seek after their prey. In the human world, it's barbaric, because civility in the human world is of a different kind of life. Right? Yes. Civilization don't carry the need to be barbaric to others, like look for the things that other people have and take it away from them. Even a land space that you live on, you have these white people will see you and take away the land that you settled on. White people, that's what they have done. But we don't seem to have enough knowledge to realize that's what happened with the African people. The story, the history of it, you know, it is so distressing to me when I read the history now and to see, read about the Homo sapien, the African ethnic people. When I read and see how life has changed for the African people, and the main thing is they have departed from civilized knowledge. And that is since, let's say, for the first 100,000 or 150,000 years of the life experience for the hybrid Homo sapiens sapien was okay. Was okay. I don't read of any tragedy. Don't read of any tragedy for the African people, say the first 150,000 years, or at least 100,000 years. And this is important, because we only live for a little while. Time that we live, we need to have the knowledge of who we are and how we are to live. All right. Let me see if I can just run down this period of tragedy. There come a period of tragedy for the African people because the African people help to destroy themselves by the predator, human-like predator, the white Homo erectus. They are predators. But remember, they belong to the human kind. Though they are not civilized, evolutionary being, but they are predators. They are like birds and animals of prey. They don't produce anything. So they expect to get what they want at other people's expense. Right? And we have seen a lot of them. You know, so that these creatures must be watched or set out of boundary because they could, you know, come into your homes and make you a meal. The white people who do something similar, they are uncivilized, let's say for 1.5 million years. And when it comes to providing for themselves, the World History Book restricted them or showed their restriction. Today, we won't know where white people are coming from unless we happen to read the history. And I've been trying to read some history for a while. And because it's not easy to know people who are into history and able to tell you about history sufficiently to get you the knowledge. So, since these white people come and establish themselves like they are human being, but not the civilized human being, they learn enough to be enhanced in their destructive temperament. That's what happened. All right? And it means they are not supposed to get help to get that knowledge. But the African hybrid people offer themselves to the white people, the ravenous or the destructive white people. That's what I read. Right? So just as you see other forms of life are destructive to the other, those that are peaceful and go get their meal wherever they are supposed to get it and be satisfied with it. But whilst they are minding their own business, a destroyer is going to come along. You know, a subject of their own class come down to make them a meal. They gone with them, you know. What I'm talking about now is about change that we need now. We need a change to make things right for us. Now, so come down to where the black people, that's what they call them. But the hybrid people,
the ethnic people. Where they started to have problem was where they were told to not mingle with the white people, because they were showing a bird and say, this bird is a poisonous bird. Well, so are white people poisonous. White people are poisonous. They are a destructive set that were never created by a god anywhere. If they were created by the gods, I don't read that. They are evolved creatures. Like we're seeing a lot of these animals, you know, evolve. We don't know, I have no history of them created by a god to be civilized or anything. All right. They are their own characteristics, right? Of their own phenotype, right? Well, the many human-like characters that exist before 450,000 years ago and before our time, and the African civilized people just came about at most. Well, if you look into the world history textbook right now, all right, I won't like bring in anything else. The world history textbook, whether right or wrong, because you have these people here that we have called Proto-Indo-Europeans ruling the world, they say. They are, we came in, right, and they were here ahead of us, up in Europe, 1.5 million years ago. Then the gods, when there was no civilized human prior to the gods' migration to Earth and in South Africa. There was no civilized human being. However, the white people, as Homo erectus, had migrated from Africa into Europe. You ought to know that. Do you know that? We hybrid Homo sapiens sapiens, we migrate out. We arrived in Africa at least 200,000 years ago. We were the first Homo sapiens sapiens to be civilized, created civilized by genetic manipulation. The white people, Homo erectus, they do not have that creation experience. Now, when they are writing a Bible full of our characters in there, what are they doing? And who give them authority to do that? Well, just before, like I said, look at the timeline to get the knowledge of what I'm saying and to your senses that know right from wrong, your senses that can tell timeline that gives us the guideline. We can tell when a precedent started from when what we see going on has no precedence that give rise to what is going on. All right. Well, the timeline, like I said, of 1.5 million years, the white people in the certified history we have, world book, shows that they migrate out from Africa into Europe. Okay? And that they had only accomplished making stone tools and make a fire. That's what it says. They know nothing about civilization that came when the gods arrived on earth and go into South Africa. And a long time after they came and were there, the mission that they had, they were on, they needed civilized workers because they were not able to get their own kind that are called Anunnakis or gods. They were not our deity, right? These are the highest form that I read about, civilized being, known, science, everything. They are the head of it. What we're doing here today, don't make these white people tell you that they discovered this and discovered that. Because they didn't discover nothing. Okay? You read the history and you can weed out this whole bunch of nonsense that they're talking about because the dates are not wrong. They are wrong because they have motive to lie about themselves. Do you find a history book with white people in there? And I tell you from when they were Homo humanoid or hominin. Do they have any book that tell you about that? That chronicle their long life on earth before there was civilization? They don't have none. No, they do not. White people. Well, drag them out and ask them why we have a world history textbook and they're not in it like African people, you say, well, things start in Africa. Government and everything start in Africa. Right? And then the gods came and stuff like that. You only see them disguising themselves as, you know, wearing our civilized name. Romans. That's what they do. Right? So they are in their proper form. They don't put themselves in history in their original form. That today, it's all confusion that you are reading because you have these people say they are ruling the world and yet still they don't have a book of history of themselves. All they do and the way they exist is by the hybrid Africans who came into existence, according to the history book, 200,000 years ago, right? Who started life civilized on a first anatomic prehistory humans because we were before the flood. But the white people were before every civilization, or not like that, but before civilization as we know it today, with the world full of people like it was not. The world was not full of people, but as we go on and people procreate, you know, we begin to grow in numbers. But my point is, the knowledge that we need today is the knowledge of civilization. When civilization came to Earth, it wasn't here all along. All right. So draw a timeline. When did the white people them begin to exist as hominin? Hominin, the first human-like creatures walking upright. Draw a line and know when they came about. And the fact that they are not a civilized class. So the World History textbook said. The fact that the World History book say it at this time when they could have changed everything out of the history, they didn't. So we have the World textbook presided over these same white people who fail to put themselves into the World History textbook for who they are, instead of becoming a human prey upon civilization. That's what the white people are. And now you see them come everywhere. African people are come swoop down upon us. That's what these white people do. Swoop down like hawk, come down and taking up a big alligator to go eat him. That's the way these white people are. And to the point that they are using the little knowledge that they have of civilization to destroy the African people. Because I just don't get it, why Africa sit over there and allow them to, do every destructive things that they want. I don't understand why Africa do that. Like killing Saddam Hussein, kill Gaddafi. Gaddafi is there who used to be puppet for these white people. You see? And they turn, apparently, whatever it is, Saddam decided to do something on his own, and they didn't like it. They didn't like what Saddam began to do. And eventually, George Bush, kill him. See the picture that they're digging him out of hole hiding? Yes, but look at George Bush. George Bush that collaborates with some terrorist gangsters to destroy tower in New York because it comes out they wanted to start a war. George Bush wanted to start a war to make the people who pool together to make a lot of money from that war. That's what it comes out to be. And then you have this book that tells you. It tells you about them. And the name, I have the book here that tells us. Yes, the book that tells you the story about George Bush, deliberately destroy the towers in New York, the 9/11 thing, and nobody not raising hell about it, you know? Why? Because the knowledge we are to have, we don't have it. Susan Landier. Right? Susan Landier is over 447, 48, 248 pages in her book, who became a victim of George Bush's pursuit to kill, what, it turns out, 4,000 or so people on 9/11. And the man is walking around like he did nothing. Maybe, you know, just little, I think, problem that some people have with it. But because they turned this big bird of prey, or lion, they said a bird of prey, they come down and pick up anything they want and go eat it. That's what George Bush is like. And those in company with what he was doing. Now, a president of the United States perceived as a honorable man. But now, the fact or the knowledge is here, open wide. And some of the people don't pay no attention, and those who paid attention, you don't hear from them, because they're not coming out and hollering out and say, this presidency got to go. Oh, no. No, no. Because they are birds of prey. You see? And they now, we have, like, for example, you don't even hear anybody talk about how they destroy the African people Wall Street, I think in Oklahoma. They blast it into nothing from the sky. These white people, this presidency of the United States. And now when I come and I tell you that these white people are not civilized, and the process, the historic process that they go through to be where they are right this moment, that they take civilization and cut it up into all kind of different understanding. So now, to where they make themselves civilized. And you are there now, maybe like with your eye open, well, I don't know what I am talking about. But what do you expect me to talk about? Is the knowledge of civilization. How these white people come to say they are civilized people? They, because of African people attitude, they can, these white people can turn themselves into an angel of light. And nobody will hold their light. And what you see is not what's there. But this is the way it is happening. So when I play this, a change is going to come. Listen to it.
Hang around. It's been a long
a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes, we have gone too far in time that serious things are to be addressed are forgotten, dwindle away during the course of time, that we don't know what it is. We don't have energy to respond to something that we are to get a hold of and address it, because we have a role to play in the erosion of civilization. We, the people of civility, we play a role in aiding and abetting the white people destroy our civilization. These sodomites who were never civilized, we give them sense of civility. Imagine that. And there is the observation of why we now don't know what happened. How come? It's a matter of history. We don't read the history at all about it at all. It doesn't matter how these white people, birds of prey, swoop down and, let's say in this case, I see these birds come down and take up a snake, long snake, and start to heat the snake. The snake is wiggling its tail, wiggling its body, and trying to like get away. When the bird of prey is eating out its gut, think about that. That's what is happening to the African people today. These white people are like birds of prey, heating out their gut, because even Africa is being dominated over. Africa. And you wonder why? Why Africa sits back from the very, from 2600 years ago. Africa sit back and gone, disappear, missing in action, dereliction of government duty. Because why don't African people know that our government that you read about in the world textbook is a kingship government? Why? Why we don't know that? Why Africa sits back, 54 countries in Africa, and every one of them act like jackass. They don't care about the duties that they are to perform as the first government on planet Earth that is righteous, established by the gods.
the Elohim gods. Unequivocally, nobody cannot. Nobody on earth can refute that. No one is willing, no one who is in, say, legal position will not come up and represent the truth, because these white, honest, sodomite culture, it's very clear that they have nothing to do with civility. So how do they come up? Because interbreed, and our ancestors interbreed with them. And that's what gets us in the mire. We can't come out. It's not that we can't come out. It's not easy to get out. And then when you read, I mean, if black people are not blind, oh, they will tell you they're not blind because they have two eyes, they can see, and they can, you know, go to university. And guess what? Who make up the university that they go to, the black people go to? It's these white people. How do black people sit back and watch these white people take charge of the civilized world? And now all these churches that they come in with. Remember the calendar BC versus AD. Nobody don't pay attention to that. Why? Well, you know, shame and decay is all around, I see. But civilization don't change. No. And nobody revere and respect Elohim that brought civilization. And in case you forget, I read it to you. It's the history I'm reading. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinary documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our African Homo sapiens, our civilization, not sodomite white people, okay? In millennia past. That's a fact. Pinpointing with astonishing accuracy, tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. My gosh. You know how old the Sphinx in Egypt is? The Sphinx. Do you know? Now, if we can have a Sphinx like some 28,000 years old, why couldn't we have that show us where God put Adam and Eve in a garden? Why can't we see that? We can't see that. These sodomite white people, they can write a Bible and tell me all these type of filth in there about creation, and black people believe it. Ain't something wrong with black people? Something is wrong with black people. You see, black people interbreed with, it seemed like, you know, I cannot, who they have not interbreed with? Black people. You see? Only few are you know, have restrained themselves and don't get into what's going on. But, I mean, hey, Africa, Christianity full up Africa now. Do you know that? Yes. And they are, some of them are talking foolishness that Christianity started in Africa. Which part in Africa Christianity started? Somebody was telling me about acronym. Yeah. Like it stands for Christ. And if there was some kind of Christianity started in Ethiopia, what did it represent? A D and a Domini in the year of Christ? So if anything originates in Africa in a pure and religious way, why we don't know about that widely? How does Africa government stand back and allow these sodomites to now fill the world with the praises of sodomy? Homosexuality is all that is accepted now. Why is that? What kind of where's the knowledge of civilization? Where is that? These folks have been killing civilization of the island of the Elohim and of us, the African people. That's all they started to do. And as they go along, remember, 12, you know, I mean, it must be said how these white people begin to talk. Now, I am calling folks to come talk to me. They don't want to come talk to me. Truth that they evolve and had no civilized knowledge as far as what we know civilized mean today. They didn't have none. They come up with Darwin's theory. What does Darwin's theory stand for? What does it prove according to civilization, my friend? Why talk about Darwin? Can you tell me? How does it fit with civilization? When did civilization start? Who brought it on earth? You see, these homosexuals, those Darwinian stuff, and talk about creation of the world from a standpoint where you don't know where Adam and Eve was in the garden, but you're talking about creation. Right? Now, listen. Black people, African people are so lost, like, you know, sands on the seashore that just sit down in their place, and as wide and long as the beach is, with sand lying down. It's the way black people are living today, like sand lying down on the seashore. No knowledge of civilization. Now, what's going to happen? You're not going to die and go to hell or no heaven, because those stories are not true. You see, and those questions about our existence, you know, and what the Bible says, came to my mind. And I always, you know, uneasily ponder about that, you know, going to heaven or going to hell. You see, and there was no answer, because what they have in the Bible is only telling you lies. And if the Bible was talking good things, we would see the world shape up like a place of civilized people. But that's not what I am seeing. Right? 12,000 years ago, was when the white people gained an opportunity to intermingle the hybrid African people with the Elohim said, no. You do not tell them ahead of time, don't mingle with these white people. Okay? So these people with white flesh, right, with their penis and vagina, they're not satisfied with just what they have. They want to go further with sex than just vagina and penis. They want to go with sex to the anus. So nature that provides the anus as an excretive passage, these white people are so civilized according to them that the anus to pass filth is better to fuck than vagina. These white people that is here, that we are dealing with, that is telling us that we know then that they have invaded all of our territories and used their power of AD and Adamani. Romans are wherever they have conquest. Make it Roman, or they call it their, that's their name. Like they come to America and they make you United States citizen. It's as good as saying Romans, but they give it another name. That's how they spread them fucking ass self all over the planet where our African people are. And Africa say nothing. Country in Africa. They are over there weak like some old rat or something like that. Okay? They don't identify with the history in the world history textbook, but with Bibles. You think about that. Right? They can't teach us the history that is in the world history textbook. That nobody cannot resist or gainsay. No, not that. Talk about Jesus. We're not intelligent enough to know that those things are uncivilized stuff. And allow these sodomite white people to come in with a Bible that say everything that is wrong in the civilized world, they allow that, then the fact that the Elohim that established civilization, what are they to be thinking right now? They're out there, the 10th planet. That's where the gods came from. The 10th planet in our solar system. It's known, but it is more unknown than known. And you can't tell black people about that. Because they are sold out that they were created in a garden somewhere, nobody can find it. But they rather believe that than read real history that tell them who created them and where the gods came from. It's in our history, but we not read our history because we have church to go and go preach sermons about Jesus Christ and him crucified. You want to tell me something that never happened? We don't know that. These birds of prey, white sodomites, look what they did with the king in Rome. And now they write all kind of a fucking shit about the king of Rome who they overthrown. Right? And now they take control of his throne, his basilica. They take charge and put this sodomite Roman Catholic Pope there. Imagine that. Black people don't know nothing. You see what I mean? And they're afraid of these bird of prey white people who take charge of everything. Oh, man. You want to tell me if they needed, you know, they don't have any sense. 1.5 million years, they're in Europe, and they could only make stone tools. Now, who make all the science things then that we have here today, the bronze and stuff? Us, it's not them, but we take it and give them to rule. And everything that the gods identify with when they were here on Earth, they take it and for themselves. Just like they use us as their building block. You see what I mean? And we cannot do anything about it. Come with Christmas. You see, it's a new world order that they create. And you want to tell me we don't have anybody capable of saying, you know what, out of here with that nonsense. We don't have anybody to say that. You know, come to the Western the Western Hemisphere. And we are here, and not just in the West here, but there are New Zealand, Australia, and all the other, these other places, countries around. These sodomites, they go there in person, send envoy, go where we are, everywhere, and orchestrate and overthrow all of our countries. Talking about now, somebody's going to dislike me because I am into history and talking. And they know, oh, because these white people are controlling everything now, you can't talk against them because they're going to turn everything worse upside down. Pope will apologize for the sins of Catholics. You want to tell me then, oh, Africa and everybody else, sit down and allow them to set up church all over our territories with no intention of reversing and go back where they come from. No, we will never go back to settle in our places where we come from because these sodomites decided that they're going to take over our lives. You imagine this to the greatest extent. How can these people who could never talk and over the past 12,000 years learn some little something from us and they wind up taking over the world and turn superpower and doing the most if they replace our king? If they replace our king to rule, they're sodomites. And they are our king now? Really? It was kingship before. When did they come here and set up society with government, with court system and all and paying taxes? When did these fuckers of ass do that? They're not in the history of doing nothing except a bird up, okay? And suck your gut out and fuck your ass, and that's what they are about. That is what they are about. And African people, don't look at the world like that's what it is. So that means that the gods have their way of reconciling this problem. Because they tell us, don't fuck with these folks because they are not your type. Okay? Bad things going to happen to you if you do it. And this is where we are here today. We don't have no sense. And we all fine with them ruling us. Right? And if you were to tell why it's wrong, you'll have your mouth full to tell why it's wrong. But you don't have a mouth full, you know, to say we are wrong and what we need to do to make it right. And I don't have nothing to say. I'm not going that route. I'm talking what is in the world is the textbook. And let these honest fuckers go back where they come from. That's what I say. And if the energy at all is strong enough to make them go back there, that's where they're going to go. Because I ain't take it back. Because you're not belonging in them. Get out. Let all the wickedness that is due to you come down upon you. Well, clearly, we don't show anything that we have any idea how to do it. So everybody is dependent on these white fucking ass people. And therefore, since that's all these white people want, is that black people start fucking ass. Well, bow down to it? No. No. Black people don't care if the black species turn on us fuckers. I don't see them setting up nothing. I don't see them revolting against the church that is set up by this honest fucking white people there. They don't have nothing against it. They're ready to live with them. Really? No. If it is I alone, the God's going to see a little light shining bright, bright, bright. Because I wasn't born for this. I wasn't born for this. And even if the number of black people now shrink to only white people left, look, I'm going to be the one. I'm not bowing to Sodomy rule. I'm not. Because it's not a bona fide and legitimate government them have answered the ruling. How can they use every single thing that belongs to African people and say it's theirs? And claiming they discover this, they discover that. You know, they don't tell how they discover to fuck ass. Okay? And clearly, if you start to read about sodomy, you read about, you won't miss that sodomy is a brain disorder. They evolve with brain disorder. Them can't be civilized. That when they learn a little civility, they use it and kill the people who are civilized. How about that? How about that? Right? Everybody ready for scorn you? When you say God's want, they will set up everything. As far as they're concerned, the God never set up nothing. Not said I. That's not for me. Because I live for a good half a century before I begin to understand the world which I sought after to know. I wanted to know because the church wasn't really doing me any good. I'm in the air, and all I know is what he taught me, but something was missing. A lot was missing. You see, the truth was missing. I start to read now, and I have a cousin, genuine person, and he has a church now, a Christian church. And he and I are talking, and now it's getting hard for him when I show up the facts which illuminate that we grew up wrong. The church is nowhere to take the place of civilization. And they want to say the church is civilization. You see, and just as how these faggots are behaving, dressing, and carrying on now like they are civilized people, they're not. Because whilst they are making people adjust themselves like they are, you know, civilized people, they are abroad killing the rest of us out there with military and all of that. Okay? The bird of prey thing is going on. They do it here in America. They don't stop. They only get more smarter to trick the dummy black people them who won't start read. And read their history. They don't even know what their history is. you know. But even the world is the textbook. It's good. It is good until you get into Sumerian, African, Elohim, prehistory. That's where you have to go, in prehistory. And it will show you that the Bible that you have doesn't have not even a first year student, a first grade student to say that the Bible is a civilized book. Because you can't find no place of creation in the Bible. So you just believe in something that is gutless. Gutless. It doesn't have no belly. It doesn't have foundation. You see. It's like a thatch house. A thatch house. Okay? It's not a real house with concrete and stuff like that. And what a world this is. So, people are so dumb that when you read Pope Apologize for Sins of Catholics, they don't know nothing about the Inquisition. They don't know nothing about law that was created or government that was created AD first. Ask them, what is the meaning of AD first? It doesn't really, they don't know. They don't know. And few that may know you know, superficial. Something superficial they know. And my friends, we can't make it like that. Pope apologized for sins of Catholic. Now, you're talking about Jesus Christ died for your sin. But isn't it the truth that these people overthrow Palestine that they now call Israel? Isn't it them that did it, these honest fucking people, them? It's them. It's them. Where have you been? You don't know that the Pope right here that is apologizing for sins of Catholic, he's a gay. They are all gay. They don't want no woman in there. From generations ago, 2,000 years ago, they don't want no female in there. Okay? Now, if you don't know that, if you don't know that the what they call the Catholic Church started out as rah, rah, rah. Rah, rah, rah. What they call them? Terrorists. They started out, I mean, without cover. And you can read about it and see it. That these are like birds of prey that coming down on civilized people to devour you. That's what they are. That's what the Pope is. There is nothing about Christianity that is righteous. Nothing at all. So when you think that Christianity is something, Jesus died for your sin. The same on us fucking people, them. The Pope. They are the ones in Palestine. And you are here talking about Jesus died for your sin as a black person. How dumb is that? Huh? How dumb is that? I grew up and listened to these hymns that we sing in the church. And sing, how sweet the name of Jesus sound in a believer's ears. You don't know the crime or the blasphemy of you using the word believe like that. Talk about Jesus, how sweet the name of Jesus sound in a believer's ears. A believer, who is a believer? You don't know. Come, let me tell you. Okay? In that the context that they're using, believers here, it sounds sweet to you. Who is Jesus? Jesus is a sodomite character. Never existed. These white people are able to write those kind of stuff. And black people, they are we are the ones to know that they are talking nonsense. But we let them in to do what they want to do. Africa let them in, and Africa will not protect no African against these honest fucking people. Africa don't care that your asshole is being fucked by these white people. Africa don't care. Next, when I read what the Pope is apologizing for, is another thing. Black people don't care. You see, it's hard to get people who, black people who are, say they are Christian. It's hard to penetrate them with a piece of fact that they can discern something that is right. But they can't. You see, because these sodomites do all sorts of things over the past, you know, in the 19th century to clog up the minds of African people that they can't understand words properly when it comes to the church and how they think about it. They don't understand anything. So they just go along and go to church and look to get the Holy Ghost and all that kind of thing. They don't know, say, look, are the sodomite New World Order bring the New Testament and the Old Testament? You see? That has no fulfillment of prophecy, but they're still going on like prophecy fulfilled. Where did the prophecy fulfill? In the New Testament from the Old Testament. When did you see a fulfillment in the New Testament? Of, unto us a child is born, a son is given, name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. You tell me, can you please, if you know, call me and talk to me if you want. You have quite a few more, I'd say almost 35 minutes. That you can call me and tell me where I'm wrong. Right? What I said don't apply to you. I will understand that. Make me understand. 347-850-1358. Call me and talk to me. Otherwise, if you want to write me a letter, do so at www.TimothyAldred.com, right? So Timothy Aldred, started from the beginning, www.TimothyAldred.com. Again, www.TimothyAldred.com. Write me a letter, long or short. Write me and talk out everything that you have to say. If it makes sense to me, definitely, if I think that you will understand what I'm saying to you, I'll write you. But if I don't think that you will be able to understand me, it's a waste of time. You see, because if you're just asking and making observation, then, you know, I as long as you're relevant with the issue, I'm going to answer you, because that's all right. But what if you're telling me all kind of ass dead and cow fat, and I don't see a possible way you are able to make any connection with what I'm saying? I won't waste the time. You see what I mean? Because it's an understanding that we should know from we were children. And the fact that you have the church that you have been attending and become a member, perhaps, and you believe into that as, you know, it's the right view of the world, then I can only talk to somebody that has a reservation to make distinction, you know, not to believe something, but to Find the knowledge in the thing. Find knowledge. Get knowledge. So, I am for quite a few years now. I'm talking to people, and I'm talking in the context that there's no reason why you don't understand. Because I'm painting a picture, and I say, hey, you see, these people over here, they're not good. They are criminals. I'm telling you, and I'm telling you what they do. And you'll find it difficult to understand or to accept what I'm saying. That is true. Look for the knowledge in what I'm saying, right? And whatever you're doing, if you're not going the right way, hey, adjust yourself to go the right way, because the right way is where we want to go. But look here. When I tell you about the Pope apologized for sins of Catholic, from antiquity until modern time, 2,000 years now, and I tell you they go into Palestine and kill off the African people and talk about Jesus into that type of stuff, Jesus go on Golgotha on the cross and die. That, you know, they put him on the cross between two thieves. And you don't know up till today, black people don't know up till today, that is sodomite white people invade our country. Just like how they invade America and elsewhere. That's what happened. And you still revering Jesus. You know, that if you're a woman, the Bible is telling you that you must shut up in the church and let your man, you know, answer your questions and stuff like that. Not go so in real. A sodomite talking that. If you don't know that no Jesus don't appear anywhere on planet Earth. If you don't know that, the white sodomite people them got you. Okay? And you, them a teach their kingdom, dominion, constructionist teaching, which is Christianity. Okay? These folks are wearing African names of people and places. And they don't have nothing for themselves to make the world love them. But they know, as long as a piece of cloth is an old dress that you used to wear as a black person, oh, that is great treasure. Because what? It come off of a person's skin. Anything that come off of African people's skin, white people turn it into gold. They call it something and glorify it. No, not their fucking ass self. Okay? But anything come off of black people, they take it and make it gold, and you, the black person, get nothing. That's what is happening. When I tell you now that the Pope apologized for things that they have done to black people over the past 2,000 years, black people don't hear nothing yet. Can you not? We don't have any hope, because Inquisition started out. That's where these white people start out. These fucking ass people kill you, maim you, do all kind of stuff to you, force you to become Christianity, to become Christian. And yet still, you cannot find any knowledge in what I'm saying to take a different direction in life. The document list false will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. I read all of that. You think anybody call me and say, really? That is true. And take a position with that. Seek to know more. No, they're not doing that. They're not doing that. You know what I mean? No. They're going to church. And I want to tell you a little more before I go further. It bothers me. This is bothering me. Because I begin to read and I begin to see things. Why the rest of them, I mean, it's not all of the people I'm talking, not all of the African people, but a vast majority of them. And they gung-ho, hold down into what they are saying and find all kind of other ways to say, oh, life is better. They don't talk no history whatsoever. None. Because they don't, like I was telling you about my cousin. I asked him the question. He's a minister, you know. He has a church. And I said to him, you're a no-nonsense man. I know you are a no-nonsense man. And I say, let me ask you this. Would you buy a Holy Bible for a history book? If you go into a store, you're buying a history book, and you see this book say, Holy Bible. Would you buy the Bible instead of an official world history textbook that's written on the cover? And my cousin have a problem with what I'm asking him. Because he says the Bible is a history book to him. I said, but you can't find Eve in a garden anywhere. You know? And then he's struggling with answers for me. My friends, this is what I'm trying to tell you. My cousin, I respect and love. And how, you talk about he's way up in age, but all most my age, almost. And he is not able to make distinction. I said, like, you know, when you are found wrong, you should be able to know, because there's information that is pointing out where you're wrong at to you. If you don't understand words that much, that's an awful, awful setback. Okay. Now, let me say to you, man. We don't have a lot of time to live. And if you're going to follow the crowd and the sodomite crowd and the influence on our planet, that's bad. Because we want to live the life now the right way. And you can't see it in the history book. You see it in a Bible. We are not even first grade. I don't say Bible is a history book. It doesn't endorse the Bible with no academic knowledge certification. The Bible is not certified by any academic of history. Nobody at all. And you still believe in it. That's awful. When you don't know that these white people are criminals and write the Bible to offset African people out of their understanding and who they are. And this is what is happening. You're sold out with the British white people that had Jamaica under slavery for a long time. And that's what we get as the church from them. You can't understand that the church come from them, and history don't have anything that talks about what the Bible said about Adam and Eve in a garden. You can't see that. Well, too bad. That's too bad. Now, I'm going to read to you something that these honest fucking people write about what they have been doing over the past 4,000 years to the African people. Remember what I say to you. All right? I will be right back. Just take a little bit of the autumn leaves falling, not King Cole. Here we go.
drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Listen, when I tell you, African people, that white people must be cleared out from our territory, I'm serious about that. I'm serious about that. Because they have come and destroyed our civilization, that we don't even know ourselves. Okay, this is a book that I write on this page, Admit to Fraud. White people, they are a fraudulent set of beings. Okay, they don't belong where we are. And if you don't understand that, it's the reason why you don't know it was them, Julius Caesar, in Palestine. You don't know it's them. And you don't know, when I talk about Jesus was crucified between two thieves, you don't know it was all a part of what they were doing to us. You don't know that. So when you sing Jesus paid it all on the cross for you and Jesus died for your sin, that's the reason why you think so now. Because none of those things are true, and it is shrouded all around it. Thieves, criminals, the worst evil deeds are these people who set up churches. And you don't know. But let me read to you this, what one of them author wrote, one of the Sodomite author. Listen what they wrote about what they do to the Africans over the past 4,000 years. This is the part of the book coming to the end, and it says conclusion, chapter 31. Conclusion, part 5. So, there we have historical process whereby a tiny fragment of humanity was able to exert such a formidable influence on the development of world civilization. So
the tiny fragment of humanity is different from world civilization. They are not a part of world civilization. So he make the distinction here for you to know. How they, mean sodomite fucking ass white people, able, you know, throughout history, an intricate, how they were able to do an historical process, intricate historical process, whereby they, the tiny group of people, against all these everlasting masses of African people, how they could exercise, how they were able to exert such formidable influence. You're talking about interbreed with us. How they could exert on us, mean that we are idiots. So they who just coming out of learning little something out of 1.5 million years ago make stone tools, they could now turn the tide around to where they could fool us, to miscegenation with the African people, right? So they are telling you in a book how they do it and turn us into idiots. This tiny fragment of humanity, which is them, because like I said it before, they are a part of humanity walking upright, but they are evolved creatures. They're not hybrid like us, if you know what I mean by hybrid, right? Mean we have the blood of the gods that came here and make an hybrid out of Homo sapiens. They don't have anything to do with us. Why they now, after 1.4 million years in Africa, could only make stone tools, now come and get us to intermingle with them when our ancestors were told not to do it, right? But throughout all of that now, these guys who are absolutely, their common sense being, you know, enhanced by this interbreeding with, you know, with their Neanderthal blood now mingle with the African blood, right? This is what they say. They turn us into idiots. The instance of time that we have sex with them, children with them, we turn idiots. That's why we today don't understand what's going on. And that the church, you accept the church, is because we turn idiots. African people turn idiots. And only a few of us begin to see the light, right? And come out of the darkness. We don't have anything to do with these white people, you know? And they're doing the worst to us because it's a punishment. Read Deuteronomy 28, okay? Now, listen to what they go on to say. They, as a little tiny fragment of humanity, was able to exert such formidable, means strong, influence on the development of civilization. They're not telling you outright on the African people, them hybrid people. They're not telling you that. But you finna know when them talk about civilization, they're talking about us because they don't have nothing civilized. They fuck ass. Nothing we fuck ass. Can't be civilized. What else they know? They know something else that are good, but they're not civilized, and it's the reason why they can only follow us and do some good things. But they are idiots. Fucking ass. They don't belong with us. We are not supposed to fuck them. They don't fuck us. You got to know who you are. No, but now, there's so many of us now, we don't know whether we going or coming. All right? Now, so they messed up our civilization. And they start mashing it up from the Bronze Age. If you know anything about the Bronze Age. Kill us. and destroy what we have. That was before they were able to pull off the coup in Italy and begin to raise the level of their activities into political action. Action start in Rome when they overthrow the king, right? And after they overthrow the king, taking military and take dress code and all the wealth that the king had and secrets, they go out for another 600 years until they get into Palestine. And it's when they get into Palestine, they create the AD and Adamani. AD first. That's when they change the calendar, right? Change from our calendar to what they were fucking make up. Okay? That's why we are talking about AD and Adamani now. You got to understand that. Okay? Understand the process, which means the process that they work to have the formidable influence on us. To understand this process, we have examined the last 4,000 years of religious and political evolution of the West. They watch over the past 4,000 years how the Western world has changed. And how did they do it? They're going to tell you. We saw the initial, gradual, and subtle effects of Abraham's profound discovery that I with them say, they must tell you them use about Abraham, which is 100% a lie. Yes? The profound discovery of one God. Abraham, profound discovery. So they tell us the lie about Abraham, who is a African man, found a God up in heaven in the sky and begin to worship. They build up a story. That's how these fucking white people are. They build up story around all kind of something when I go so. And if we are not cognizant and cognitive to know that they're talking rubbish, you know, you believe them. And that's what they do with the church. Why we believe the church? They make up stories and we join it and believe in Jesus. So he's telling you what they did over the past 4,000 years and says they notice what they have done to us in the Western hemisphere. They tell us all the whole bunch of garbage, write a whole bunch of lot of it, and put it on us until today. When they tell us that they are Jews, we don't say nothing. We accept it. Although, in the Bible, they were not Jews 2,000 years ago. No, it was African people in Palestine were Jews, according to them. But now they changed that. They are Jews now, and I can't find a real descendant of Jewish, you know, offspring. I don't find no book by them, you know, that I only find book that wrote about how they fled out of Palestine and were killed in fleeing away and stuff like that, because they scatter all over the place and now in this place Portugal, right, where about 2,000 of them were killed because they would not join Christianity. And when they did join Christianity, about 2,000 of them got killed because they were running away from persecution. And they go over there and go into one of the churches and where they have a Jesus image that once you look in on the image, a bright light shines. According to them, it's Jesus that's showing them signs. That's the way these sodomites are. Not so. When one of the new converts, black person, begin to like denounce it, say, no, that's no miracle, because wood and stone can't work miracle. I mean, wood cannot work miracle. They heard it. Like, say, one of the sodomites heard it and went and told others what this African man who are newly Christian is saying about this image that they have in the church to fool them. And they came down on the man and beat him and drove him across the street into a place across the street. And they beat him until he was dead and light him a fire. I'm not sure he probably wasn't dead when they light him a fire. But they light him and burn him a fire. And after that, they said they want more of them. You know, they weren't satisfied with them. They were so outraged. These sodomites, they like to kill African people who don't want to join the church. You know, see? So listen to this. They said, yes, we saw the initial, gradual, and subtle effects of Abraham's profound discovery of one God that led to the birth of monotheism, Judaism. No, but they're talking all kind of fart stuff. You see what I mean? And black people are all for it. Look, thing they notice. We saw the astonishing and dramatic spread of monotheism worldwide via Christianity and Islam, albeit without the ethics and values of Judaism. That's what they said. And we saw these values become part and parcel of modern democracy. You hear that? Democracy. The spread of the Abraham finding one God. Spread into democracy is part and parcel of democracy. White people, black people don't know what they are doing when they are voting for these sodomite governments. It is not a government. It's not a civilized thing, but they have developed this knowledge since they learned to read from us over the past 12,000 years. This is how they become and turn on us that, oh, now, since they interbreed with us and they have our blood and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot gone against us. If we don't know the real truth, these people will always drive us out of where we live, and you can't turn them out because they are telling you what they do. Tell the lie about Abraham. That is what creates this problem here in the Western world. It's about Abraham and monotheism. These batty fuckers write that. And black people suck it up. Yes, it's part and parcel of democracy, which has disseminated the Jews' message and concept through modern political, social, and economic movements. My friend, that's the reason why. Now, I don't know if you understand what I've just read to you. All right. But, you know, I want to move on. I have a visitor here and come on left. Just want to chat. Joined the conversation. Just want to chat. Left the conversation. It's a long time nobody hasn't come here, but this person come in, and I, not too long ago when I was on the other page, but somebody came here and had something just to say that they were here, but I am not getting
anything more. They haven't said anything, you know. But I invited people to call me and talk to me. These are serious things. And if you can't see that as a black person, you're gone into the ditches, right? It is a bad thing. Now, let me go to my featured synopsis here to tell you basically what is the real feature of what I have to say. Africa's ignorance of hybrid sapien cause. Yes? Let me start this again because I paused too much here. Africa's ignorance of hybrid sapiens caused Europe to disregard God's civilization. One more time. Africa's ignorance of hybrid sapiens caused Europe to disregard God's civilization. What Africa did is wrong. And black people don't see. Because black people have accepted Christianity. Accept the Bible. And once you accept the Bible with a creation story of Adam and Eve, you're gone dead. You're gone dead. I'm telling you. I'm telling you because it's the truth. The gods, hybrid people, have been removed from off its original world-renowned sovereign kingship government. It's 509 BC. See here. Okay, 509 BC coup overthrow of Roman king Tarquinius in Rome, right? That's where it really began as a political problem. The 509 BC coup overthrow of Roman king Tarquinius in Rome. That's where that political problem began. A lot of things happened then, you see. But so far, black people were going on. But by now, black people have corrupted themselves over the past 12,000 years. You see, a long, long, long time ago, before 509 BC, right? So this is where the problem of, in a political sense, began against the African people. Overthrow a king. I never visualized that anybody could overthrow a king, because a king has wide, worldwide power. And you talk about kingship government establishment? Something wrong, 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 wrong. And if we don't realize it, Lord, no, we spoil and we can't come back to a good fruit at all. So it goes on to say, Africa apparently sold out the ethnic hybrid people, land, and wealth to sodomy Europe. That's the way I see it in history. All right. Now, the creation of fraudulent calendar in the form of AD first, Anno Domini, New World Order, New World Sodomy Order. This all come into play. That which fictionalized a mass view for large delusion, make believe in spiritual perception about a monotheism God who begot
one son, Jesus. Disobedience and sin of first two people on that earth. You hear? Since AD first, fake law and imitation Supreme Court stage to siphon Africans' resources to white Homo erectus and civilized offspring. That's what AD and Adaman is all about. To make a government that don't exist, right? Fake laws and imitation Supreme Court stage to siphon Africans' resources to white Homo erectus and civilized offspring. White people. This is the situation. This is the situation. But if you don't have eyes to see or a high to see, you're gonna die in the darkness of misunderstanding or lack of understanding. Africans lost their knowledge of Elohim in South Africa. Lost their knowledge. Africans lost their knowledge of Elohim in South Africa. Creation of Homo sapiens sapiens. Europe over the past 12 years, work hard. They work hard, endeavoring African lack of governing kingship. Original and traditional government. You know, they see to it that we forget who we are and what our governing power is, and the power that we have to represent the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence, represent that. And that's why these sodomite people come and overtake us and controlling us with fake laws, fake, of course, fake government. You see, because they don't have any government at all. If we get into the history, into the dominion of African people, we don't mix with nobody else. We don't mix with them. When we start mixing with them, that's when we go astray. You see, and now the world is upside down and nobody cannot get it together. The truth will, if we begin to tell the truth. Okay. So it goes on to say, Europe over the last 12,000 years work hard endeavoring African lack. Endeavoring mean that they are forcing that we lose sense. Lack of governing. We don't have no government now that they step in and begin to go on with all these antics. So they endeavoring African lack of governing kingship, original and traditional government. You see, they are endeavor for us to be without it so that they can control us, because now we fuck with them already and we don't have any sense. And this is what they are fostering now, that we turn fool forever. All right? So it goes on to say, sold Africans as slaves the soldiers as slaves sold African as slaves blacks mean the hybrids. The hybrid people, the black hybrids, ethnic. Ethnic people, right? Blacks, ethnic people all together descended into deeper world ignorance. Nothing matters on earth to most blacks today. Yes, Europe band together as group terrorists. Like group terrorists, Inquisition. Yes. Feigning, right? They band together. White Europe. Well, there are European that are not white, so you know, it's good designation or distinction. White Europe band together as group terrorist Inquisition, feigning spiritually, based on Adam and Eve in a never-to-be-found Garden of Eden, trying to colonize Mars and its moonlets. A lot of things going on, my friends. We need to know. So it says here, story? Phobos, after scanning Mars, After scanning Mars, the spacecraft were to turn its attention entirely to Phobos. All right. Yes, after scanning Mars, and I think I get this somewhat off key here. All right, after scanning Mars moonlets. After scanning Mars moonlets, the spacecraft was to turn. It was to turn its attention entirely. It was to turn its attention entirely to Earth. All right. Now, the moonlet Phobos. Let's see. Yes, moonlet Phobos. Was to turn after scanning Mars moonlet. Phobos. The spacecraft was to turn its attention entirely to earth. Yes, I got that right. That's what it was supposed to do. It was to be okay, to earth. But the radar as well was by the infrared. And gamma rays scanner. Okay. You were supposed to turn the radar to earth. It was to, I'm having serious trouble here. It was to turn T-U-R-M. It was to turn radar, A-N-T-E-N-A. It was to turn radar antenna. It was to turn the radio antenna to earth, as well as antenna for COMMUTATION for communication, right? It was supposed to turn its antenna for communication. RANSMISSION for transmission. Transmission of the infrared and gamma ray cameras. Right? It was to turn radar antenna for communication. For communication transmission of the infrared and gamma ray scanner, and was to be photographed. I'm missing out something here. So there was. All right. So I think I need to cut this out because now. Something here, I don't need to have that here, because this is, okay, all right, so leave it at that, where scanners, and was to, no, and all right, leave it at that. Now, all right, apart from such orbital scanning, no, I'm not talking about, they did some scanning. All right. It's after they did, there was, all right, the scanning of Mars moonlet. The spacecraft was to turn its attention entirely to Earth. It was to turn radar antenna for communication transmission of the infrared and gamma rays. All right. This is where This is where spacecraft fail. The spacecraft fail to communicate. Let's see how this works out now. We're to drop two types of landers to the surface of. This is. I can't work this out because something is wrong with this, with the writing here. Something is wrong here. All right. All right. What I wanted to tell you is that when they turn the antenna to Earth to communicate. You know, there's some error is in what I am reading to you, and I want to clear it up. It was to turn radar antenna for communication transmission of the, cut out this gamma ray stuff here because this is not, okay. All right. All right, it turned the transmission to Earth. Yes, BUT, but the SPACE. But the spacecraft failed. The spacecraft failed to communicate. Yes. Fail to communicate. Now, here is a prolonged problem after the communication, and they found out that the spacecraft was shut down. All right. I don't know if this other portion is going to make any sense. INVESTIGATION. All right. Investigation. Pursued. Investigation pursued. National Space Agency in Toulouse the input by West Germany prestigious Max Planck Institute and the scientific contributions from a dozen other European nations. The Phobos mission, was nothing short of a concerted effort of Saddamist science. And that's the way I'm going to end it. But the thing is, once they did the scanning on the Phobos, the moonlet, they now turn their attention to communicate with Earth. And all of a sudden, when they turn the instrument to Earth, the communication cuts off. It cuts off, and they had the camera rolling, and they could see that something, some object came up and fire and knock out the spacecraft, and they could see it sent it in a spin, right? So it was not retrieved. They never heard again, but maybe a day or two later, they heard a faint, weak signal, but they couldn't log on to it. And eventually they tried to hide what the camera saw coming and fire and hit it, you know, and hit the spacecraft and you know, destroy everything that they were doing. Okay? And this took place like someplace in the 1984 or something like that. This is what these white people are doing. Black people are not keeping abreast with what they're doing, and they are in the church. Black people are doomed. Unless we change our attitude, go read our own history and find out who we are and get rid of the problem that we have with both Africa and these honest fucking white and civilized people, Homo erectus. No joke about that. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And apologize for all this confusion that comes into what I was trying to read here. All right. Anyway, I try to do my best to let you know exactly what I was trying to say to you about Africa's ignorance. Hybrid sapiens mean us sapiens people. Cause Europe, Africa, ignorance, cause Europe to disregard God's civilization. And we hybrid represents the civilization. We have the blood inside of us to live out the hybrid, the Elohim power of civilization in us. We let down the gods. We let down the gods. And a lot of us who keep on going and don't turn around to read the warnings, this is the wrong way we're going. Read Deuteronomy 28. We were warned, and today we continue to go to church, and Jesus died between two thieves, and hear what the book I was reading to you all over the past 4,000 years, what they have done. The book titled World Perfect, The Jewish Impact on Civilization. These are things that we don't understand growing up in church. We'll have to read history wide and understand. Because when they talk about Jewish, you don't know who is Jewish that they're talking about. Right? 2,000 years ago, they in the Bible said the African people, the black people were Jews. That's what they say in the Bible. So all they turn around and black people are no more Jews, but they are the Jews. This is what I try to tell you. They put something on the black people, and because everything that comes from black people, gold. But then they turn around and kick you all over you with what they achieve by saying you were Jews. Because you were Jews, they say they can be. They are the Jews now. And wait a minute. Only an uncivilized person would think that way. That 2,000 years ago, you say these people are Jews. And now they are no more Jews. They are not. They are ridiculed and kicked about instead of being Jews. Really? Now, how do we allow these white people to get away with all these lies in Bible and books that they're writing? How do we? Now, all we need to do is rise with the truth and shine with it. They can't do us anything but run and go back where they come from. And don't be afraid to call them by name, who they are. They're sodomites. You know, and it's in the book. In the world, it's a textbook. They can't... You know, they can't take that away, you know, because it's the truth. Okay? Now, I thank you for tuning into the program. And I'm going to, like, you know, move along now. And I don't want to, like, stretch out my energy any further. I don't know what I can do now to, like, make you happy as I close the show. Hope to see you on the next episode, right? Two worlds collide. Take what you can get out of two worlds collide. And that is the African people and the sodomite Homo erectus folks. Two worlds collide, and this is what we have here today. The African people have lost their minds. Two worlds collide. Jim Reeves.
Your world was different from mine, don't you see? We just couldn't be close, though we tried.
I beg your pardon. I want to remind you something I forget. The book I told you about, how over the past 4,000 years, the sodomites have duped the African Western world or the entire world about Abraham's discovery of a God in the sky. They're fucking ass. They're fucking ass. And this author is fucking a lot of asses to write something like this. And knowing it's something they made up. Something they made up. His name is Ken Spiro. This guy, if he's not out of this world already, he needs to get out of this world. Because to tell these kind of lies and ruin so many people's lives, Ken Spiro is his name. I want to tell you, it's time that they crash. Right? And the truth is to what make them crash. Crash. Forevermore. All right? So that's what I wanted to tell you. He's a part. Two worlds collide. All right? So let me go again with the tune. And I'm sorry. I've made this kind of a disruption, but that's what it is. Forgive and try to do better next time.
Your world was so different mind, don't you see? We just couldn't be close, though we tried. We both reached for heavens, but ours weren't the same. That's what happens when two worlds collide. Your world was made up of things sweet and good. My world could never fit in. Wish it could. Two hearts lie in shambles, and oh, how they cried. That's what happens when two worlds collide.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. A war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Is a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day,
Done and out, the mess is over at all. Mm-hmm.